Mad Marv's notebook for August 10th, 2012. I was reading that story about Matt Honan, the Wired reporter whose account got hacked and lost all of his data on his phone, his iPad, his MacBook, and whatnot. It was obviously a social engineering hit, and he was just an unfortunate victim of it. I'm not sure what the motivation was behind it, but it looks like it wasn't exactly benign, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been if he... well, he doesn't really know how much was stolen before it was wiped. I guess that's not exactly comforting, but if it was just a matter of losing his data that he had in the cloud, it would be one thing. But it's got me thinking about the cloud, I guess, and cloud storage and cloud security. I mean, I'm a little security conscious, and I've always been a little bit more wary of online services, especially ones that are intricately tied into multiple devices. I have a Dropbox account. I keep a bunch of personal stuff on there. However, it's encrypted inside of a TrueCrypt volume, so I'm not all that worried about it. Worst case, if my Dropbox account was compromised, they could get a TrueCrypt encrypted file and a bunch of photos and a bunch of other knickknacks that are not that important to me but are very convenient to have online. But it's got me wondering about whether I should even keep my TrueCrypt file in the cloud anymore. Just because nowadays I keep my backup through a crash plan on a local disk, one disk at the office, one at home. And I just take my laptop back and forth and synchronize to the backup drive at wherever I happen to be. Before that, I used to use Dropbox as a redundant backup for my most important files in the TrueCrypt volume. But now it's seriously got me thinking about whether it's really needed or not. Or I don't know if I really should take even that marginal risk of keeping that file up on Dropbox. Because if anything ever happened to that account, Dropbox could, in theory, remotely delete my file. I'd have to recover it out of backup, but it would still be inconvenient and therefore not really worth the risk. Just more stuff to think about. I do kind of wonder why Apple has the authority to remote wipe. I understand the need to remote wipe some devices, the phone, the tablet, but not a laptop. Remote wipe on a laptop. That really sounds overbearing. I don't know if that user should have allowed it to happen in the first place. I know on my laptop I've got it encrypted, and there is a recovery key. I could do it via TrueCrypt, but I don't really see it ever coming down to that. I have had some hard drives go bad, hardware failure wise, and the drives have become unrecoverable. That taught me a lesson about the futility of trying to recover something off of an encrypted drive. Now I just have to make very sure that the backups are solid and reliable. Anyway, another thing that happened, I guess within the last week, my Amazon account came up for renewal, the Amazon Cloud Player, I should say. I'm not sure when they changed their pricing plans, but apparently to get the unlimited very high limit of songs streaming, you have to pay $25 a year. And this pricing is separate from their cloud drive service, which is, pretty reasonably priced. But $25 a year just to stream my own music back to me, I don't know if it's, I do know it's not really worth it anymore. So I canceled that and went down to their free account. So now I'm in the process of resynchronizing all my music up with the Google's music service, which is free as far as I can tell right now. I'm not sure if it'll always be free, but we'll see how long that one lasts, too. I guess I'm not too keen on cloud services at the moment. It's just the way the pendulum swings, I guess. We'll see how it swings again tomorrow.